Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Julie Townsend, please?
This is her.
Okay. Our amendments for qualification purposes of the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will probably not vote?
I will vote, yes.
Would that be definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay. I remember in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
43,
okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Can you pick two, liberal and progressive?
No, I only let you pick one. I mean, it will jump to the next question right after I pick it.
Let's say progressive.
Progressive, okay. All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let's say neither. Dissatisfied or satisfied.
So be just... satisfied or dissatisfied?
Neither.
Okay,
different,
so no.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be banning tobacco products for adults. Would you say not all important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
Banning all tobacco products from adults?
Yes.
I guess 5.
5, somewhat important. Okay, what about making college more affordable?
10.
Okay, improving kindergarten through 12 education?
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. All right. Thank you. All right. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay. You may use any number, 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Okay. And I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Republicans in Congress.
Sorry, what was the scale again?
0 is, 100 means that you're very warm and favorable. And 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. But you can choose any number from 0 to 100.
Okay, I'd say 10.
Okay. Joe Biden.
60.
60. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
75.
75. Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I want to read a list of priorities that, you know, that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, you know, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me from 0 to 10, how important of an issue is for you, the FDA, to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, 5 is somewhat, and 0, that isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Preventing underage tobacco use, would you say it's not important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
Not important.
So it would be 0 or 1 number?
Okay, let's say 25.
Well, this is like from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. Let's say 4.
4. Okay. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
0.
0. Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
0.
And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
100.
Okay, it will be 10. Okay.
10, right.
All right. All right, ma'am. It's, you know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this to you, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, somewhat support? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed that?
For banning it from adult
yes.
usage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
21
I don't
and over.
Agree with that. No.
So would that be a strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Yes. Strongly opposed. Adults
strongly
whatever
opposed.
The fuck
right.
they want to do.
Thank
I don't care.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine for adults 21 and over?
Okay, so they won't say that again?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of cigarettes, you know, unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I'm sorry, my dogs just went crazy. I didn't hear it again.
It's about, you know, supporting or opposing a ban by the federal government on a sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
I oppose that.
Strongly opposed or just no way?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on these bans, okay, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'm sorry, my mom is talking to me. I think I have to end the survey now. I have to go care for my mother.
Okay. I remember we almost finished with this survey, but if you have to do something else, that'd be fine. If anyway, we can call you some other time to finish it.
Sure. Yeah, Ma, I'll be right there. Okay, good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.